You know, I don't know. Don't remember it anyway, first name.
Do you know where he was from? Occupation?
I don't know that.
Your father's mother?
I don't know anything about her.
And your mother, her name?
Gladys.
Do you know her maiden name? And you know when she was born? Do you know where?
I sure don't.
Well, that's not surprising.
I should know the age. I mean, everybody should know the parents' age.
Oh, shucks. I don't know why. I guess you're right. I guess we should. But how many
I don't know. I just never did think anything about it.
And, occupation?
Housewife.
Do you know where she was from?
No. I sure don't.
How about her father?
His first name is Joe.
You know anything about him?
Well, he's a farmer.
And your mother's mother?
Her name is Rayla. I think it's Rayla, R-E-L-L-A. Because I know that sister got a daughter named Rayla.
So I know that name is after her.
Anything about her that you can...
She got a housewife. That's not all I'd say about her.
Now, what can you tell me about Fargo?
About Fargo?
History of the community?
All the population of it now is around probably 250. And it's been renamed... I think this is the third name for this town. It's burnt out 1 year. And one time it's wiped out the tornado, I believe. I think this is the third name for it.
Seems to be a nice town.
It's a good little town.
It's a good size, and yeah. You're not far from the city.
No, shoot, no, 15 miles to Waterdark. Oklahoma City, about 160 miles. Enid is 100 miles, and Amarillo, about 160. Mm-hmm. They don't take long to drive either one of them.
You get out here, nobody bothers you. Yeah. You're close enough.
Good to get a bunch of people around here. They all know each other.
Yeah.
We're sociable people, yeah.
Let's see, is this a... primarily farming community.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Where's your trading center?
You mean where we market about everything?
Yeah.
All Woodward is about the main one. We got an awful good co-op up here.
Well, they have a big elevator.
Yeah, we got two big ones up there.
Boy, that saves the town, yeah. Doesn't it?
Well, that co-op would save this town,
too.
Yeah, because they're harmed by, they got about 8 or 9 guys working there.
Jeez.
Year-round. So you got a big feed mixing plant there, too. That sure help.
Yeah, it keeps the money in town.
Yeah, it sure does.
Let's see, it's about 250. Used to be named several other things.
Used to be named Whitehead once. And I don't know what the other name used to be.
Once burned, once wiped out by tornado, farming community, market center is Woodward, co-op elevator here.
We have a depot, railroad depot. We got a very active school. It might be considered a small school, but he's very active, got some awful good teachers and good superintendent. I think he's a new superintendent, but he sure came in there and grabbed it this year.
Are you gonna get the gauge school?
Oh, it's kind of a mess there. I don't know. It's gonna be a race. Where they get us, we get them.
I think you'd get them.
It's gonna be the north fuss when they do.
Yeah, I guess there always is a fuss like that.
These two towns have fussed all their life over basketball games. They can't. Gage can't take a beating far as we can eat. I mean, when they get like.
Yeah.
I hope we get Gage, but I see Gage put his bond for a brand new school building.
Oh.
So it looks like they might be getting ready.
Yeah.
But I think Gage is running less students than Fargo is.
Gage doesn't seem to be very active.
He's not.
Just from an outsider's point
of view. I wish we'd get them. See, we get part of Tangier's students. We got a good school building. Or our gym, we built it about 10 years ago, but it's a good gym, up to date.
Well, Gage doesn't have an elevator, does it?
Yeah, he got one small.
Co-op?
No, Fisher.